But we haven't learned the secret. Hallelujah. And the power that is in praise and worship. And we have learned that we got weapons. Hello? That these weapons are designed by God, given to you to take the enemy out every time. It'll silence him. It'll put him on the run. It'll expose him and let him see and you see and everybody else see who he is. Hallelujah. So, at Rhema, they sing the song. And I don't know the song altogether, but I remember the phrase that Satan goes about as a roaring lion, boasts himself so proud, telling you what he's going to do to you. You just lift your head up high. Is that right? And you say it out real loud and put that old devil in his place, because there's no weapon. There's no weapon that he has formed against me will work. Is that right? So listen. Listen to the scripture here. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and we'll start with verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5. All right. And I'm going to read this from, I think, two different translations here. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, where we're going to start. For though we walk in the flesh, where do we walk in? We do not war after the flesh. Are y'all listening to what's being said? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. To the pulling down of what? Strongholds. And doing what? Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into what? Captivity. What? Every thought to the obedience of Christ. And the Amplified Classic says, you show and make obvious that I don't think I'm in the right one. No, I'm not. It's supposed to be 10. Let me get there. 10:3. For though we walk, live in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are what? Mighty before God for the overthrow and the destruction of strongholds. Hallelujah. In so much as we refute, what do? Refute arguments theories, reasoning, and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the what? The true knowledge of God. And we lead every thought and purpose away how? Captive. Into what? Into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. Every thought, reason, tell you, well, you know, you ain't gonna make it this time. You always be struggling life, living from paycheck to paycheck. No. Telling you that you're not gonna live a good, wholesome, healthy life. Some thing attack your body, and he'll tell you, well, you know, so-and-so had it, and so-and-so had it. And this, those are thoughts. But you take that thought captive. Because what did the Lord say? With long life. Didn't he say it? With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. What else did he say? The number of your days I will fulfill. What else did he say? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What else did he say? I can do. How many things? All things. Through Christ, which strengthened me. What else did he say? I'll never leave you. Nor forsake you. That you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Anybody here? Weapons. I'm getting to the weapons here now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Satan goes around as a roaring lion. Notice the scripture says he goes around as a roaring lion. Yes, sir. But he lost his teeth when he come down to the saints. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can't bite you. He can't gum you. He may gum you, but he can't take you out. You hear what I'm saying? He goes about as a roaring lion. Because fear cannot conquer faith. When you fill your heart full of faith, fear has no place. Hallelujah. And we have a guaranteed word from God, which is God. You can't separate God from his word. Anybody in the house. And he will do every time, all the time, in any situation, and every situation, exact. All you need to do is fill your heart full of it and keep it full of it. You know, she talking about it, gas hand low. Don't let your word level get that low. Are you hearing me? Keep your heart full of it. Amen. Amen.